If you've seen many newborn babies, you've probably noticed a striking difference in what they come equipped with on the top of their heads. Some babies are born with a full head of thick, colorful hair, while other babies are born with very thin, hard-to-see hair. You may have noticed, too, that some babies lose this thin, hard-to-see hair soon after birth. While they're waiting for new hair to grow in, if they're girls, their mothers cover their heads with pink bows and bonnets so that admiring folks won't call them little man. These children aren't necessarily going bald, nor are they destined to do so. It's actually not all that uncommon for babies to be born with very little hair, or to lose it soon after being born. Those barely there hairs that fall out after the baby is born are probably lanugo hairs. Soon after the hair follicles are produced in the womb, they sprout the body's first hair, lanugo hair, which covers us from head to toe. It's characterized by its lack of pigmentation and for being ultra fine and soft. Then, at about 8 months into gestation, most people lose their lanugo hair so that it may be replaced by two new kinds of hair, vellus and terminal hair, the kinds of hair we will have for the rest of our lives. Those babies who are born with lanugo hair will probably lose it soon enough and replace it with vellus and terminal hairs, just like the rest of us. This moment of science came from Indiana University, with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research and Textilery Weavers of Bloomington, Indiana, creating handwoven throws, pillows, and accessories for America's homes since 1979. Today's program was prepared by Michelle Ross, with help from Tony Mesher in the Medical Sciences program. We'd like to have your comments and ideas for future programs. Our email is amos@indiana.edu. For a moment of science, I'm Yael Cassander.